Joining us here in the studio, we have Doug Iverson, who is a member of the Ripon Common Council and running for re-election. District 4 seat. Which seat is it, Doug?
It's district.
Pull that a little bit closer, if you would, please.
Is that better?
A little bit. Little bit closer. All right.
It's District 4, mm-hmm. Which is let's see, kind of Jackson South, down into Sandemar, downtown, a little bit on Tabert. The whole map is on the city mm-hmm. website. So I have a copy at home, so I know where my district is, so that when I drive around, I can look at it and see what the road conditions are like. So I'm also an attorney with Slate Estate Planning LLC in Marquesan, where I'm the owner of it. We do estate planning there for regular people. So I'm also on the not only on the Ripon Common Council, but also on the Ripon Area Fire Board of Directors and the Library Board. So I'm involved with a lot of infrastructure and a lot of decision making in the city. So I'm here with Bob Nelson, and he's gonna ask me some questions. We're gonna talk about this, different things. And Bob just like, what? I have to ask questions, but we're gonna talk a little bit about what's going on with the city and the direction I think the city is going in.
Now, you wanted to talk. Primarily, well, not primarily, but one of the things you wanted to touch upon was the wheel tax, or as we say, you send in your registration to the state for your vehicle, and they take, like, I believe Ripon's is $25 out of that, right?
Right. So we had a lengthy discussion about road repair in the city, and we could do street assessments, but they're really costly, and you could only assess them to the people on that street. And that could be tens of thousands of dollars for some people, or even more, if we did the whole thing, or we just did part of it. None of that seemed palatable to the city. That didn't seem to be fair or right. Well, what other possibilities do we have? Well, we have the registration fee that all the vehicle owners in private vehicle owners would pay the $25 fee. That gives us about $150,000 a year. Well, I did hear from a few people that didn't like that. And there were a few people on the council that didn't like that. My wife said she didn't like the $25. But this is what we're going to do with the $25 registration fee per vehicle. We're going to repair roads like Tabert, Lincoln, Wawa, Hall, East Jackson, Carroll Avenue, residential areas of the city that there really is no good funding source. They're local roads. The state isn't going to kick any money in. We have to pay that ourselves. So what some of these people are saying, they don't care about those roads. Well, I don't drive on them, Doug. Well, you know what? I just kind of feel that Ripon's that kind of community that we pull together and work together on stuff. And rather doing a street assessment that's not going to be affordable for people, this is a way to help raise the money to do the mill and overlay and to help us target those areas of the city with that could possibly have lead lines that need to be replaced. Because that is the thing. That's something that Adam Sontag just talked about. And that's something that the council is aware of, and we want to dovetail these two together to fix infrastructure. Mm-hmm. So we have a number of infrastructure things going on. We just finished the DPW building. That old building was literally falling apart, was 6 years old and in poor condition. City had been pumping money into it for years here and there. It was rat infested, to be honest. But I think we're on a good track with DPW and some of the lease vehicles that we have through enterprise rental. It does take a while to get some of those vehicles, but I think we have newer vehicles. Some of the older ones were not safe to drive around. And so if you know about a problem and there's an accident, then you really are liable as a city. That's my understanding of municipal law. So, and also you can't just have willful ignorance because you're asking an employee to drive it and break down. Mm-hmm. Some of those plow trucks were ancient, were just bad. They didn't have any resale value at all. So we're moving forward with this registration fee, And as you know, as I walked around the city collecting signatures to go on the ballot, that is not anything people really talked about. Mm-hmm. I mean, I asked some people about that, and they just, well, you know, we're going to pay it because we're going to fix some streets. People were questioning the permit fees, yeah, because it costs money to make sure the building or whatever the addition was done correctly. The city does make a little bit of money on it, but not very much, to be honest with you. It's a small bit of money that we get from the permit, and the fact is we're moving forward with that, and it is really working out. I heard about, well, there's an abandoned house on Sunrise the city knows about, and the city is working on trying to resolve that problem. Snow removal was an issue. They looked like maybe the way the snow was dealt with. I get that. That is a popular topic because everybody seems to know how it should be done. But so what I do is contact Alan Danhoff at DPW and talk to him. I mean, he's a nice, reasonable guy, would be open to a suggestion how to maybe do it differently, especially for a dead-end road. But there wasn't really any pushback for the registration fee. And, I mean, I get it. We're paying, and it doesn't seem fair because trucks, you know, aren't assessed. But that we're only doing what we can do to raise money. So as I talk about, you know, I hear about affordability, and I hear words like reckless spending. I don't think the city is recklessly spending anything. We're counting our monies. We're watching our pennies. But we are moving forward. The library is getting a renovation courtesy of the state infrastructure grant of about almost $1.9 million, plus money that we had been fundraising for like 15 years. And there were some generous donations made over the years, and so that we're paying for the rest of it from library fund money that we have at the Oshkosh Foundation, not money that we're recklessly spending. It's going to revamp that building and make it a beautiful, beautiful community space for us to come together. So if we're talking about affordability, I will point out that there is lots of things for a young family to do at the library, including the romper room, that will be open for a while longer until it has to be closed to work on the second part of the renovation. And there's always, when the library is done, I imagine we'll do the Nerf gun again. teens have done that. There's lots of stuff for young people and kids. There's sometimes small musical concerts there. If we're talking about the senior and activity center, I think there's a Bob Ross, Paint Like Bob Ross coming up, limited to 20 people. You have to register on the website, and then I don't know what it costs. So I imagine there is a small cost because paints and stuff are provided, and that's not cheap. But I don't know. You would have to contact Ashton at Parks and Rec. And that's another thing that I'm very proud of, that we got a Parks and Rec department here for the first time, I don't know, ever. And she is phenomenal with beach volleyball. We have freezer meals sometimes. There is a tremendous stuff. Part of her salary, I believe, is paid through grant money, mm-hmm. I think. So I remember a while back, they didn't want the registration fee. They said, well, why don't we just cut the funding for DPW, but for the Parks and Rec Department. Problem is, a lot of that money had been carved out of DPW. So if we were to end Parks and Rec, that money would just go back to DPW. And there really wouldn't be anything for road repair. You're not going to gain anything that way. I think the city going forward, we watch our spending. We have open budget meetings. The budget's available to look at, and probably some other ones too, previous budgets. You can see how things have changed. I feel that the city is tighter, yet we're moving forward. We are working with the state to do the Highway 23 rebuild in 2030. And please, it takes a long time to plan it. And they're coming back in 2032 to do some more additional work that won't cost the city anything, but for the engineering costs. Mm-hmm. Do you have any other things you want to talk about, Bob? I'm so excited about moving, living in the city of Ripon, being part of local government to just move us forward so that we don't stall out.
Right.
We have so much backlog. I haven't even mentioned the bridges or stream crossings on Pacific and Jackson that need to be replaced over Silver Creek. That's going to cost some money. Mm-hmm. And that is a local fund issue. The state, I don't believe, will give us a dime for that. We have to cover that ourselves. So that's going to be another issue coming forward in a couple of years. And with the Highway 23 rebuild, I don't know how we're going to manage that. But that's why we have professionals like Adam to work on that with Ehlers, our financial advisors, to figure this all out.
Yeah, days of kicking the can down the road just aren't acceptable anymore, are they?
No, and I feel that's what it was for many years. When I moved here in 06 with my wife and young daughters, it was, downtown was looking terrible. Mm-hmm. But thanks to Craig Tebon and the downtown and partnership with the city, we're moving forward. And I just want to keep us moving forward as an alderman. I want to keep us moving forward. I don't think there's any reckless spending. I wish they would tell us what it is they don't want to fund.
Mm-hmm. Well, Doug, how many total years have you served on the council? Because I know there was a little break there, but then you got back on the council. So,
yeah, thanks, Bob. I was there from 2016 when I ran unopposed. One of the things that I did not like was the issues with BOCA, which mm-hmm. we've now resolved finally over a number of years ago. Because it seemed to me like there was no oversight without spending money. And I like that oversight. I want to make sure that we're spending things correctly and not kind of going crazy over it. So I was there from 16 to 20, and I ran against Ted, and he pasted me. But, that's fine. So I was on the Plan Commission for a while, and then I ran again, and I had we had a primary 4 years ago. And I came in second in the primary, good enough to get it to move on, and I won the April ballot. Mm-hmm. That was a lot of work, knocking on doors, talking to people, convincing them that I was the guy they should elect. So I want to just keep moving forward with the city. I understand the mill rate's gone up a little bit, but it has, I think, throughout the state. Mm-hmm. And your property taxes, I think we have to rebalance that per state mandate. So I think there will be some people whose tax assessment, property tax will drop a bit. Some will go up a bit. Mm-hmm. So, we're just having to rebalance it and make it more fair for everyone. I think Sandemar will go down some. So I know the city is working with that development, and we have now 15 acres to the south of Sandemar that we're going to unlock with more housing, and we're going to probably put a well there. We have to drill a test well next year to see if we have the water volume for it. But that's another thing. The water system had not been touched until a few years ago, and so now we're planning for a couple of wells possibly. And especially closing the one on Fenton Street behind the old Alliant Energy base.
Doug, thank you for joining us this morning. Good luck in your reelection campaign.
Thank you very much for having me here, Bob. You take care and have a good day and stay warm.
Thank you. That is Doug Iverson, who represents District 4 in the city of Ripon. He is running for reelection. We appreciate him joining us this morning.